listening to the Forza Podcast with your host, Marsh.
All right. Welcome on in to the Forza Podcast. I am your host, Marsh Thomas. As always, welcome by my boy, Jordan Nelson.
What's up, everybody? How you doing, Marsh? Hey.
You know what? I'm trying to control my emotions. I don't want to get, like, I don't want to sound too hyped. But, like, we got him! We got him! Ed Reed is back in the building, baby!
That's what's up, dude. I am so pumped.
2 hours ago, Ed Reed has been hired as the new chief of staff for your Miami Hurricanes. I really don't know. I'm trying to not get choked up. I'm trying to, like, not run through a wall. I got my shoulder pads on. Like, bro, I am so freaking excited and happy right now. How are you feeling?
Dude, I'm right there with you. I mean, I've been jumping around the house for hours, it feels like. And, you know, I'm trying to keep up the intensity, man. But, like, whew, I'm going on hours of celebrating, you know?
Yeah, man. Oh, you know, I just can't believe, like, it actually, we, like, it's done. We got it. Like, he's back. Like, the greatest, arguably the greatest Miami Hurricane of all time, arguably the greatest safety in NFL history. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame. He's in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Ring of Honor.
He bleeds orange and green, and, like, this move just feels bigger than any other move that we've been making. Like, this guy, he knows the program. He was there when it was being rebuilt with Butch Davis. He won a national championship here, and good Lord, he is back.
Yeah, man. To me, this means a few really important things, and hopefully it's significant of a culture change that we're going to see. You know, Ed is known for his intensity and work ethic, and I mean, he's brilliant, you know, like there's that clip of him beating Peyton Manning and Bill Belichick telling him that's the greatest play he's ever seen, you know, by a NFL safety. So I'm hoping all of this rubs off a little bit and hardens up the locker room a little bit, makes guys a little more prideful or, you know, a little more proud to wear a U on their helmet.
Yeah, man, it's like I just can't imagine the excitement of the current players and the staff inside that building right now. I mean, like this guy is the Miami Hurricanes. He is the University of Miami. And, like, he could be doing anything in the football world, really. I mean, he could be in coaching. He could be, you know, in broadcasting. He could be doing whatever. And he's choosing to come back to Miami because, I mean, he's sick and tired of what he's been seeing. Like,
yeah.
He's ready to do something about it, man. Like,
yeah.
I'm just giving it up to Manny Diaz and Blake James. Like, a lot of people have given them crap, and deservedly so. Like, I've bashed them, and, hey, they made it happen, especially with the Alonzo Highsmith and that thing falling apart. And, you know, well, I wanted Alonzo Highsmith, but if there is any better second choice than Ed Reed, then I'd like to see him.
And along with that, I wanted Alonzo Highsmith as well. But I think the role that they wanted Alonzo in, he didn't really fit. You know, Alonzo doesn't really strike me as a hype man from his, mostly because of his NFL experience. I thought he was a little too big for the role of chief of staff. You know, he would have been more like a director of football type thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And one thing that I think is really great is that, you know, Ed is, I feel like, is going to be able to connect with these kids a lot better than Alonzo Highsmith will be able to. Like everyone knows Ed Reed. Everyone should know who Alonzo Highsmith is, but I mean, everyone knows who Ed Reed is.
Oh yeah.
This is the GOAT that we're talking about. Like, the literal GOAT. Like,
yeah.
And I wanted to kind of just go over what his role is going to be. And this is from Manny Navarro's article from The Athletic that was posted about an hour ago. It says he will serve in an advisory role to Manny Diaz in all aspects of the football program, including strategic planning, quality control, operations, player evaluation, and player development. He will also provide assistance in team building, student athlete mentorship, and recruiting as permissible under NCAA rules. So there you have it. We got two guests coming on today. We're going to have Brad Tejada and then also Cali Rutia, two hyped Canes fans who are ready to talk. So what do you say? Let's bring on Brad first, all right?
All right. Fellas, what's going on tonight?
What's
Brad,
up?
How you doing, my man? Man, I am doing great, man. I'm here at Havana's in Gainesville. Just got a cigar and some Crown, and we're celebrating tonight, fellas.
That's what's up, man. So we got Brad Tejada back on the podcast with us again, friend of the show. He's obviously hyped. He's lighting up a cigar to celebrate in a way that Ed Reed would love, I'm sure. So,
oh, man.
What are you feeling right now, man?
Honestly, man, it feels like the De'Aaron King roast night all over again. I mean, I know a lot of Canes fans watched that reunion the other night, and man, was that a show. We had Hall of Famers, some of the greatest Hurricane players of all time, talking about what they brought to the University of Miami, what we're missing, what we need to do to bring that culture back. And now, as all of us saw, they did a poll, greatest Hurricane player of all time. Ed Reed is now on staff.
Let's go!
And you know what? These rivals are already jumping on, oh, he's the chief of staff. They're already trying to put what the word means, what he's going to dictate, what his job title is. I don't care what he does. We just got the greatest Hurricane player of all time on our staff to walk around that locker room to put these kids in line. If there's one thing I know about Ed Reed, he's going to bring the culture back. He's going to let every single one of these kids know, if you're going to give up, if you're going to walk around, if you're going to have your head down, if you're going to do all these dumb things that they were doing in the offseason, that's not going to happen anymore. Like they said last night, they stayed in Miami to rebuild this team, to bring this city back. They talked about if they ever got hurt, they didn't want to come off the field because they had a guy right behind them that was going to take his spot. And I think we all know that we've always had that talent. We just never had the players to have the right mentality, and we never had the coaches around them to develop them. That all changes now, fellas.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Brad, you know, I won't lie. I am extremely hype. I came on the show. I was yelling. I was screaming. You know, to me, this is a bigger deal than bringing Manny back as head coach, De'Aaron King as quarterback. And can you really explain how big of a move this is, bringing a guy like Ed Reed back to the building? Kind of just what that impact is.
It honestly brings an actual role model for these kids. I think. Before we got Ed Reed, when you talk to these kids coming out of high school, they talk about the culture and what all these greats way before them did and how they built this organization and this program. And I think a lot of these kids, even though they're still young, a lot of them could relate to Ed Reed because he's that figure that you see on TV where he's inspirational. I mean, he brings that. I mean, God rest his soul and his daughter as well, but rest in peace to Kobe Bryant and Gigi as well. But he brings that Mamba mentality. They talked about it the other night. And like I said earlier, man, if there's one thing I know Ed Reed is going to do for this program is he's going to build the culture back. He will make sure that whatever guys we recruit come and do the best that they possibly can, and they try to reach their potential. And any guy that doesn't want to reach that potential, he's going to point them out, and he's either going to call them out and make them better because they got no choice, or he's going to get the next guy right behind them. And again, man, they talked about it. They want to bring this culture back. It's all about the next man up. Green Tree should be the hardest competition every single week.
Yeah.
And that's just how it needs to go. And Manny Diaz can talk about it. These older players like Ray Lewis and Alonzo Highsmith, Jim Kelly, these are all great Hall of Famers. But these kids are too cool for that, unfortunately. They
they need somebody a little bit more new era. And I think Ed Reed is that perfect guy to be able to relate to these kids, tell them what they need to do. And he's got the credentials to back it up, to where if these kids don't want to listen, he'll put them in place. He's not only the greatest Hurricane player of all time based off the poll and based off what they said the other night, but he's a Hall of Famer. We got a Hall of Famer on our staff, boys.
Yeah, man. Couldn't have said it better myself.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but between this whole offseason, man, Manny's doing all the right moves, man. We got to give him credit again. I've been seeing it all over the timeline, and I'm glad that a lot of these fans are jumping either back on board or wanting to give him credit now, because he's doing it. And now it's all on him and this team, man. We got the king. We got the offensive coordinator. And now we got the chief. Yep. And we're going to be chiefing cigars tonight, because this is celebration tonight.
Well done, man. Well done. So that's kind of my feelings about Manny, too, is I feel like for the most part, Manny knew what it was going to take to get this program back on track. You still there, Brad?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
So I was just saying, you know, I'm thinking, you know, Manny might be missing a little bit of that intimate knowledge of what those teams had. He's done a lot of good things on paper to get us back to where we were. But, you know, hopefully now having Ed Reed on staff, someone who was a part of those dominant teams, that will fill in the missing pieces that Manny's had.
Hey, man, like you said, dominate. If there's something I know we're going to do this year, is we damn sure better dominate, because we got the players now. We got the right guys in place. There's no more excuses. This is our year where we need to prove it, not only to ourselves, not only to the fans, not only to the coaching staff, but we need to prove it to college football and the rest of the world that when Miami comes back, everybody in college football loves it. Whether they like it or not, when the U is back, we bring college football to a whole nother level when we are relevant.
It's true, man. It's true. It's true. And so, Brad, you know, Jordan and I, we're doing this thing where we do a countdown of – we do a list of our top threes. And last time we did our top three rivals. And tonight we're doing our top three Miami Hurricanes of all time, you know, with the Reed stuff and everything like that. And so wanted to ask you, who are your top three Canes of all time?
All right. So I'm going to be a little biased just on one or two of them. I'm somewhat young, just like you guys. I'm in my late 20s, so I really can't say the older greats like Jim Kelly, Alonzo Highsmith, even a guy like Michael Irvin or Ray Lewis. I know how much they meant to the program and how great of a Hurricane players they are. But me personally, I never saw them with my own eyes. So just me personally, just based off who I've seen, number one, I'm definitely going to go with my great friend, rest in peace, Sean Taylor. Yeah. Number two, I'm going to go with Ed Reed, also a.k.a. Chief of Staff. And number three, I'm going to have to go with Duke Johnson.
Ooh,
I love it.
Me personally, I loved watching him play as a running back. The way he ran the ball, he was always aggressive. He always looked for contact. And, man, that stiff arm, dude, that stiff arm could have been an NFL logo.
Yep.
That so I'm going to have to go with Duke Johnson.
Saver, man, for pretty much all of high school was Duke stiff arming that Wake Forest player.
Oh, it, man.
All orange. Oh, man, I love it.
Dude, between that and, of course, since I live in Gainesville, anytime Miami can up one Florida, if I think of one guy besides Brock Berlin, I think Duke Johnson needs to be on that list as far as Miami players who gave it their all and who dominated when it came to playing Florida.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, Brad, hey, thank you so much, man, for coming on. You're a friend of the show. Whenever you want, you're more than welcome to hop on. So thank you, man.
Hey, again, thank you again, fellas. I appreciate it. And for all the Canes fans out there, let's get excited. Let's celebrate. And I expect a lot of smoke detectors to go off tonight. All right.
Thanks for coming on, Brad. Have a good one.
All right. You guys as well. Have a good night.
See you.
Yeah.
Oh man, he's a good one. He's funny, man.
I love Brad.
Okay, all right. So, and keep the show rolling on. We got Cal Urrutia coming on, so let's get him on the phone, all right?
Okay, give me just one moment. Hello?
What's up?
What's going on, Callie?
Not much, man. Pumped to be on.
Hey, thanks for coming on. So, yeah, we now welcome on Cal Urrutia. He is the brother of Gabby, who is a writer just like me for the State of the U. He's a good friend, and now we welcome on his big brother. How you feeling tonight, brother?
Good, man. I'm feeling great. A lot to be excited about, and even more so, I'm pumped to be on the line with two greatest legends Utah scene since John Stockton and Karl Malone, man.
I love it. I love it, man. So let's get right into it. You are a, you know, lifelong Miami Hurricane fan, you and Gabby both. And, you know, just like me, we grew up going to the Orange Bowl and watching players like Ed Reed and Sean Taylor, all those great guys. So what does it mean to you as a Hurricane fan to get Ed Reed into the program as chief of staff?
I mean, I can't really put it into words because this is the first time as I guess a sports fan that I actually feel old, because I'm at that age and I'm seeing guys that I remember getting recruited into Miami. Now he's a Hall of Famer, and you know, he now and coming back, it's insane to me. So from a nostalgia standpoint, it's irreplaceable. It's the greatest feeling I can think of. and the Twitter banter that it's created has been wonderful. So great day.
Absolutely. And then, I mean, because like you've been around you're a Dade County native and, you know, you've been there your whole life. What kind of impact will a guy like this have on not just the players, but I mean, the coaches and just the program as in general? Like he's a Hall of Famer. What kind of impact will that have on the whole University of Miami?
Well, I'll put it like this. I live in Coral Gables. So campus is not even 10 minutes from my house. I went to eat with my wife, and you know, people were already just talking about it. You just walk in and hear people like, man, Miami hired Ed Reed. So I think it's something that we're going to see create, obviously a buzz down here, but you know, he's that name, that figure down here that whether you're a diehard fan of the University of Miami or you're just a casual fan, or you've just been around long enough, you know exactly who Ed Reed is. So, I mean, from a football standpoint, we're to see Ed Reed like walking into these kids' houses, and how do you say no to a guy like Ed Reed? You know, like how do you, you know, how do you shuffle around that? So it's really, really exciting. I can't imagine, honestly, like a better alumni to bring in, especially at the point the program's in now.
Absolutely. And let me ask you this. How are you feeling about the whole Alonzo Highsmith situation? Were you team, like, did you want him to bring on and like, did you want Ed Reed more than Alonzo Highsmith, or how did you feel about that?
Ed Reed never crossed my mind as to being like on staff until it got announced on Twitter today. That was never a thought for me. When the buzz started about Alonzo coming, I'm going to be honest, I might be in the minority here. I just, not that I didn't want it to happen, I just didn't expect it to happen. The guy's been an assistant GM and he's been high in the front office in the league. Like, I don't see him walking away from that to take a job at the University of Miami, you know, and I don't think it's anything personal against the university. It's just, I feel like once you hit that echelon in the industry, I can't see how he kind of takes that step back.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Because a lot of people know I was all on the Highsmith train because of his front office experience in the NFL and everything like that. And I was pissed when, you know, the two times that we tried to hire him and it didn't work out. But I feel like if there's any alternative, this is the greatest alternative of all time. You know, I didn't really think that we had any kind of chance bringing on a guy like Ed Reed, you know?
No, I never would have guessed it. And again, the thought didn't even cross my mind until, you know, Gabby sends me a screenshot of an email. I was like, hey, look what I just got. I'm like, oh man. But yeah, from you could have given me the names like Ray Lewis, you know, Michael Irvin, those type of guys. I don't think anybody better embodies the culture here than Ed Reed. So I absolutely love the hire.
Now, do you think that this hire will I mean, it'll impact directly his first year? Like, do you now expect the Canes to go like 10-2, 11-1, or do you expect this to be like a 2-3 year kind of rebuild sort of a thing?
Well, I think we'll see some sort of immediate impact, because how are you a high school football player, or excuse me, a college football player coming in and you're around Ed Reed every single day, just so the wisdom you're going to take in from him and just like, you know, the passion that he's going to display. I can't imagine it doesn't make you want to be a better football player. That being said, I'm very careful to manage my expectations for this team. I've been a fan long enough to know that. But I think this is something that next recruiting cycle, I think, is going to make a huge impact, because I fully expect him to be a guy that's, you know, hosting visits and even going to some local guys' houses. I'm not expecting this guy to travel on the road with the coaches, but definitely locally, he's going to make such a huge impact, I think.
All right, Callie. So, last week we did a top three list. We asked what the top three rivals were. We just had Brad Tejeda on, and this week our question is, who are your top three Miami Hurricanes of all time, in honor of Ed Reed? So give us your list. Top three Hurricanes of all time.
Top three Hurricanes of all time. Ed Reed is number one. My favorite football player, point blank, of all time. It was Ray Lewis, but there's this backstory there. I'm not going to get into it. Jeremy Shockey, and the reason was the first Hurricanes game I really, really remember it going to as a kid, you know, was 2001 when we played Washington, that the game got rescheduled because of 9/11, and Shockey scored a couple touchdowns that game. So after that, you know, I still have a Shockey jersey that I made my aunt buy me. So, and number three, let me see. It's got to be Sean T, bro.
Yeah, I like that. That's a solid list. You know, Shockey is one of those guys that I feel like gets kind of forgotten about a little bit. I love Shockey, man. And I was at that Washington game too. And great times, man. But Callie, thank you so much for coming on. You and we got to get you and your brother on at the same time one of these days. And you know what? I may see you at the Michigan State game.
Yeah, man. Come out there. We'll definitely have some room for you, man.
good deal. Well, thank you again, man, so much. And go Canes as always, brother.
Go Canes, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Callie. See ya.
Thank you. Later.
Oh, man.
All right, man. Two great guests back to back. That's what's up.
You know what? I love Canes fans, man. Like, yeah. I really do. They just make me happy.
Yeah. Dude, just the passion, you know? I mean, I don't know. There's nothing else like it. I'm a fan of a bunch of different sports teams, and there is nothing like the passion in Canes fam, you know?
Yeah, it's
I mean, sometimes it's unrealistic and kind of stupid, but you know what? It's still passion, and I love it. I love it.
I really, really do. And before we started filming this episode, I was watching the U Part 2 of the 30 for 30, and it just got me excited, and I just have to, you know, kind of remind myself every now and again, get away from like the journalistic side of myself and kind of just realize that, man, I really am a fan. And it's just I still can't believe that Ed Reed is going to be back in the Heck Center. He's going to be in Coral Gables, man. Like, this dude was inducted into the Hall of Fame not even a year ago, and now he's mentoring these kids. I mean, like, what?
Dude, how cool is, just from a perspective standpoint, like, he was such a boss that he is the boss now, you know? I love it. It's so cool. Imagine being so good as a player that they bring you back to just be in charge of the whole program. Well, kind of, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I just want to see the impact that he's going to have when it comes to things like recruiting, you know?
Yeah, I expect it to be a pretty big one. I mean, I don't know if he'll have an impact on this class. I know Andrew Ivan said that we were doing an in-home with Avante Williams tonight. I don't know if Ed will be a part of that. I hope he is.
I still think Avante is going to Florida. I'm not trying to get too excited about that, but I mean, he did post that pic on Twitter a week ago when it was just, it was him and Ed Reed on the field. So
yeah,
I've wanted him for forever, man. I remember Paradise Camp last summer, and I thought that entire week, and I'm like, oh, Avante's going to switch to the U. It's coming. I know it's coming. Yeah. And he never did, sadly. But, yeah, I mean, and it's not even just Avante. It's just recruiting going forward, man. Like it's one thing for Rhett Lashley to walk into your door or your room. It's one thing for Manny Diaz to walk into your living room. But if you got Ed Reed walking into your living room with his Super Bowl ring and his national championship ring, like yeah. – Like he is the idol for so many football people growing up right now. Like he is the guy. Like he, nobody embodies like besides like Tom Brady. Like who else embodies the game of football more so than Ed Reed in the 21st century? Like seriously, who?
But there's not a defensive player that had as big of an impact on the game as Ed Reed in this century. Just like you said. It's yeah. Ed Reed is number one on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
And probably in the top three next to Manning and Brady. It just you can't pick anyone else.
Yeah, and he's won a national championship here. He's won a Super Bowl. He's in the Hall of Fame for both. Like I'm trying to like be rational and be realistic and kind of look at this through a professional set of eyes, but I mean all that's left to do really in his quest is come back and help Miami win another national championship as part of the staff.
Yeah.
Like,
well, how about this for recruiting though? This is something that I just thought of is, I mean, say you're a high school kid, and you're taking your three official visits. How are you not going to, or I guess however many official visits you get, I can't remember. How are you not going to schedule Miami for one of them so you get to meet Ed Reed? You know, so I think just having him on staff, we're going to get our foot in the door with a lot of kids that maybe we wouldn't have previously. I mean, yeah. What kid's going to pass up the opportunity to hang out with Ed Reed for a weekend?
Yeah, and go to college where he's over everything and yeah. Learn from – I mean just his presence on Green Tree and at the university is – I mean, you want to surround your culture with winners and with people who are at the top of that game. Nobody is higher than Ed Reed. And what a great offseason, man. Like, this is our offseason so far. In, I think, the 35, 36 days since the bowl game ended, we have hired Rhett Lashley as offensive coordinator. We land De'Aaron King as quarterback, Quincy Roche, defensive end. I mean, obviously, several other moves like Garen Justice as offensive line coach, the kicker. I don't even know how to pronounce his name, but the you know who I'm talking about. And then we hire Ed Reed as chief of staff. And so I'm 219 days away, I think. So I hate how far away it is. But you know what? I'm ready for spring to start, and I'm just ready. We still got to hire our wide receiver coach too. That's yeah. What's next too. So we'll see what that brings.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any inside info, but I just got a feeling that it's going to be Pop Cooney, and I'm fine with that. He's been a great recruiter for us, and you know, he's coached at a few different levels now, and I think he'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not ready to throw out anything. I don't want to give away anything, and I just want to let's see Papa Reed go to work, man. And so, having said all this, let's move into our top three discussion. Greatest. Now, are we? Because there's also our top three. I mean, we can either say top three greatest Miami Hurricanes of all time, or our personal favorite top three Miami Hurricanes of all time. You know.
Let's go greatest, like legacy, impact on the program, that kind of stuff.
Okay, you go first.
All right, so I'm going to go Ed Reed, number one.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked at length about that, so I don't have to say anything else. Number two is kind of a toss-up for me. I'm going to go with Michael Irvin at number two. I mean, he was there at ground zero to, you know, to really take our program to a national stage. I think he was instrumental. I mean, I never watched him in college. That was before my time, but I mean, watching, you know, the U 30 for 30, he just seemed so instrumental in building the culture that made us famous and getting our program off the ground, I guess.
Yeah.
And then number three, I'm going to go with Ken Dorsey, actually.
Oh, my hero.
Yeah. And the reason why I'm picking Ken is because, you know, we had that lull in the mid to late 90s. And from 2000 to 2002, we were arguably the most dominant team of all time. I would argue yes. And Dorsey was the most constant thing on that team. You know, a lot of stars came and went in that time, but Dorsey was the most constant force on that team.
He was 38-2 as a starter, man. I mean, everyone, I've talked a lot about Ken Dorsey. I love him. He is my hero, and I mean, that's who my quarterback is when I first started watching Canes games is Ken Dorsey. And you know, he probably didn't throw as pretty of a ball as Vinny Testaverde, or he might not have been able to throw it as far as Jim Kelly, but dude, Ken Dorsey, he just won. And you know how great of a leader you would have to be to control all those guys in the locker room. I mean, you got Ed Reed, and not saying that these guys are bad people, but like, they look to Ken Dorsey as their leader. I mean, you got Reggie Wayne, Andre Johnson, you got Kellen Winslow, Jeremy Shockey, Clinton Portis, Willis McGahee. It's freaking ridiculous. Yeah. But and controlling that huddle and leading that offense and that team was number 11, man. I love him. I love Ken Dorsey, and I hope that one day that he will come back to Miami and in a role similar to Ed Reed's, man. I love him.
He will, man. I have faith. Yeah. I can feel it. I can feel it in the air. Ken Dorsey's coming back to us soon.
Yeah, that was
probably not this year or in the next few years, but he will eventually.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. Yeah, okay, so
38-2 speaks for itself, man.
Yeah, and he really should be 40-0. I mean, his first loss was at Washington, and Reggie Wayne has always said that if you gave them 60 seconds more in that game, they would have won.
Yeah.
And then the second one, his second loss was the double overtime Fiesta Bowl to Ohio State that we got cheated out of. So if you really think about it, Ken Dorsey easily could have been 40-0 as a starter. Yeah.
Well, and that team should have won three titles because, I mean, even with that loss to Washington, we got screwed out of the national championship game because of the computer rankings or whatever. I mean, we beat Florida State head-to-head. They get in and we don't. Like, how does that make sense?
And we beat number two Virginia Tech throughout the – yeah, don't get me started on that subject because I will – I can talk about that for hours. That is one of the greatest tragedies in college football, second to freaking the pass interference call against Ohio State.
Well, they changed the way that the BCS rankings worked after that because they knew they messed up. So, I mean, that team should have three-peated, you know, and it was all on the arm of one Mr. Ken Dorsey.
Yeah. Well, he's what a great man. What a great person. We're still trying to find our next great quarterback.
You know where he is right now, Marsh? He's with my Buffalo Bills up north.
He is. And he led, I mean, Bills got a Bill. The Bills got in the playoffs this year, right?
Yeah, they went 10-6, lost to Houston Texans in the wild card round.
And Josh Allen had a pretty good season, no?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
His passing stats weren't beautiful, but he was like sixth in fantasy points for quarterbacks. That's a big deal.
Yeah, Ken Dorsey is going to be like an offensive coordinator, maybe even a head coach later in his life, because I mean, that guy, I mean, look at what he did with Cam Newton. I mean, Cam Newton, the Panthers went 15-1. Cam Newton was NFL MVP. They went to the Super Bowl. Like,
yeah,
I mean, that's the kind of guy. Ken Dorsey's the kind of guy that you want around the program. But moving on, my top three greatest Hurricanes. Number one, I'm going with Michael Irvin because and I know a lot of people are going to get mad at me and things like that. Oh, how could you not put Ed Reed? It's nothing against Ed Reed. It's just the fact you watch Michael Irvin. To me, nobody is more Miami than Michael Irvin. Nobody loves the University of Miami more than Michael Irvin. I mean, he was the guy. He is the first guy. I know that they won a national championship before he got there, but when I think of the U, I think of Michael Irvin and I think of Jimmy Johnson. And I mean, you see him in videos when he talks about the U, he starts to get all sweaty and he gets very excited. And nobody exemplifies what being a Miami Hurricane is more than Michael Irvin. He's also a Dallas Cowboy. So I love him with all my heart. Number two, obviously, Ed Reed, just because of what we said. I mean, he's like the Michael Irvin of like the 21st century. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, obviously now, I mean, he's coming back as chief of staff and he is the university. He was the 2001 Miami Hurricanes. He came back and helped this program win a national championship his senior season. And he's swagger, man. He's number 20. He is the Canes. Like, he is the U. And so, and then number three, I think I got to go with Ray Lewis.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's going to have a wrong answer when they put out their top three. I mean, I'm not even going to like Cali loved Jeremy Shockey because he is, you know, that first game that he went to, you know, Shockey was there and I respect that, you know, Shockey was a hell of a player. Absolutely. And Ray Lewis, he was kind of that player kind of in that weird transition for Miami when they were national champions and then, you know, that mid-90s kind of a thing. So Ray Lewis, I mean, he's the greatest middle linebacker in the history of football. Yep. And he's the fact that we got – I'm, like, thinking about it right now. I mean, the fact that we had, like, Ed Reed and Ray Lewis, both Miami Hurricanes, that's just insane. And – you know, as you know, Ray Lewis is still close to the program. He did the reunion show last night and all these guys just love Miami so much. And Michael Irvin said himself last night, when you win in Miami, you have got that whole city for the next 40 years.
Yep.
And so that's my list. Michael Irvin, Ed Reed, Ray Lewis. And I just love all those guys, man. Like, what, going back to that reunion show, what other college would have that? I mean, no other college besides the U is going to have that kind of show. I mean, it's Super Bowl week. And in the middle of it, they do a primetime show on Fox Sports highlighting some of the greatest Miami Hurricanes of all time and talking, you know, what it meant to them to be a Cane. And I just have that. That's just so cool to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you hit it right on the head. What other college would? Well, it doesn't matter because if it was any other school, nobody would give a crap. Yeah. It doesn't matter what team you're a fan of. When Miami has that, you're going to watch. I mean, nobody else cares if it's another school. But because it's Miami, because of how dominant we were, because of the culture and, you know, just the swag, the dominance, just the contribution to college football as an entire sport, everybody cares. You know, everybody watched that. Yeah. Any fan of college football was going to tune in for that. And Miami is the only school that people care about for stuff like that.
It's – and people – and, like, how can you still say that, well, Miami's irrelevant? Like, we just went 6-7 and Fox Sports still came and did a special on our alumni. Like,
yeah.
Are you crazy? Like – But I mean, you know what? It also kind of pissed me off because it kind of just showed it just like I was just thinking to myself, like, wow, like we have got to start winning again. Like, I mean, college football. I mean, just think about all the legends that Miami created when we were winning. Like, we got to get it back, man.
Yeah. All right.
So let me ask you this. And I asked Callie this. Does this move, this Ed Reed move, does it make you change your expectations for this upcoming season, or do you think it's going to be like a 2 to 3 year kind of rebuild sort of a thing?
I don't know. I mean, I was already kind of expecting in the 9 to 10 win range.
Yeah.
Let's just say I feel more confident about that now, because the biggest contribution I want is, you know, from Ed Reed is
culture stuff. I want more focus and more discipline out of the guys. And I hope that that will rub off. I mean, we had some punk kids in the last year's team, and, you know, some of them left, and that's good. And I've just been fantasizing about Ed Reed catching some players do punk stuff, you know, like what's been going on, and just slapping them so hard, you know, that they call their mom. You know, I just want his influence. We've talked about it so many times on this podcast, but I want that attitude that, like, I'm going to put in 100 extra hours of work this week, and then I'm going to gloat about it. You know, after I just blow by you and score a touchdown, then I'm going to taunt you because I put in more work than you did.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the swag is. It's blowing by someone and then being like, you should have worked as hard as I did, dude.
Yeah. I mean, something that stuck out to me so much watching last night is, you know, that how they talked about how hard those guys worked on Green Tree and the competitive nature that was there. I mean, when Reggie Wayne was talking about how him and Santana Moss were the receivers, and how he was talking about, you know, if he needed to come out and need a substitution. But Reggie was like, if I came out, then Andre Johnson was that next receiver in line. So if I came out, I wasn't coming back in. Yeah. And so that competitive nature, man, that really drove the Miami Hurricanes to greatness in all those years. I think that's going to start to come back with a guy like Ed Reed. And I mean, no one worked harder than him. And like this, if nothing, like, this has to make Miami a better program. Like, if nothing else, I don't know what else to do as far as the Canes moving forward. Like, if hiring Ed Reed, getting Rhett Lashley, if all this doesn't work, then I don't know what else to do.
If this doesn't work, man, we should all just become Alabama fans.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe. but is there I'm trying to think, is there anything else we need to cover?
Well, I wanted to make one comment. I mean, what you said about, you know, what Reggie Wayne was saying about if he went off the field, then Andre Johnson came in. That leads to a pretty interesting, like, chicken or the egg comment. Like, did those guys excel in college and have Hall of Fame level NFL careers because they were naturally talented? Or was it that competitive spirit that they learned at Miami that created it? You know, like, because Reggie Wayne was scared of Andre Johnson because of the competitiveness, he probably worked 10 times as hard. And, you know, who knows? Maybe that's what turned him into a Hall of Famer as opposed to.
Absolutely, man. I mean, that's definitely part of it. Like, that. And I just feel like that's what's been lacking the past few years at the University of Miami, is that lack of competitive nature and that edge. You know, I want Mike Harley out there not wanting to come out because he's thinking, oh crap, I got Xavier Restrepo behind me. You know, I want D Wiggins saying, I can't come out, I got Michael Redding behind me. I he's going to be a baller. I can't do that. And so I hope that, I mean, there's just so many things that you hope comes from this Ed Reed change. And it all, more than anything, it's just that culture, man. That culture that made Miami so famous and made kids want to come to Miami. I mean, you got to think that today, like, if Frank Gore is saying, you know, I want to go to Miami, but I got Clinton Portis and Willis McGahee also there, you know, he probably, I mean, you know what I'm trying to get at?
I know exactly what you're saying. I think you're right.
Like, you want, like, players should want to come to Miami because they can compete against the best in the country at that position and make them a better player. I mean, we didn't have players like leaving to go, you know, transfer somewhere else back in those days. Frank Gore waited his turn. Willis McGahee waited his turn. Andre Johnson waited his turn. Like, wait, turn, work, and play, compete every day in practice against the best at your position.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I mean, what I was getting at earlier is, I don't think we recruited Hall of Fame talent. I think we created Hall of Fame talent.
That might have been the best thing you've said on this podcast so far, man.
And
that's good. That's real good.
We got to get back to that.
Yeah.
We got to, you know, it doesn't matter who we recruit. Ed Reed was a 2-star safety. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, you know? That like gave me chills, Jordan. That was good. That was real good.
Well, now you got to buy me dinner.
wait. Easy. I'll buy you some candy. I've been doing a lot of that lately.
I am eating candy right now, dude.
But yeah, man, it's a real, just a good week, man. And I'm happy that we're doing these two episodes a week. I'm glad that you guys are supporting us. I'm glad that you guys liked the last episode with Brad Kaya, and I had a lot of fun doing that. I know Jordan was tickled to do that.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and
I was a little starstruck at first, I'm gonna admit.
Hey, it's okay, man. It happens, bro. But yeah, anything else you want to say, Jordan?
No, I'm just pumped. What a good day for Miami football. Yeah. What a good off season, you know. I really hope that this is an actual turning point this off season is, because I mean, we've had this before, and man, I just don't know if my tender heart can take another another letdown of feeling like we turned the corner and then just getting pooped on, you know.
Yeah, no, I hear you, but good episode, man. Good week. Thank you again to Brad and Callie for coming on. And next week, we're going to have more guests and talking more Canes football as we, you know, get closer to springtime. We're going to start, you know, reviewing what this team is going to look like. And go Canes as always, man.
Yep. Go Canes.
This has been the Forza Podcast. Remember to like,